Okay, of course, Senator Hillary Clinton, unlike Fred Thompson, has already officially entered the race. She's already on to the next important step. That's announcing her official presidential campaign song this week. Okay, not exactly breaking news.
But Clinton's use of an online contest to choose that song has generated a lot of attention. And as NPR's Robert Smith reports, it shows how campaigns that give up a little control can reap big rewards.
Sure, it's a stunt, a very successful stunt. Clinton's video on YouTube calling for the internet to choose her campaign song has been viewed 500,000 times. That makes her the most watched candidate on the web. And her follow-up video also breaks new ground for her. It's self-deprecating and kind of funny.
I'm so gratified that all of you thought this was such a wonderful idea.
This is ridiculous.
Insulting.
Stupid.
Disappointing.
Are you freaking kidding me?
So keep voting at HillaryClinton.com.
She almost dares us to be snarky, which is a good thing since the actual finalists for Clinton campaign song are less than inspired. The first one on the list could be viewed as a harmless pop song or an explanation of her shifting views on the Iraq War. And is putting Shania Twain on the list a nod to the South or a window into a red state strategy?
From Utah to Texas, Minnesota, Mississippi, too. Or Nevada, no matter where you live, this buzz is for you.
Also on the list are a lot of songs that a male candidate couldn't really get away with. Yeah, do you really want a president that turns you on? See, that's the thing about a campaign song. It can either set the perfect tone for the candidate, think Happy Days Are Here Again for FDR, or Bill Clinton's Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. Or it can be a massive embarrassment. Remember when Bob Dole picked Soul Man and then changed the lyrics to I'm a Dole Man? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Turning to the internet makes the process even more of a gamble, allowing people to suggest less than flattering songs. Shelby in Atlanta submitted a video response to Clinton on YouTube.
What else is good for a sexy campaign? Not so much. No, I don't think you really fill that one out either.
You're as cold as ice.
Damn! Why isn't so many of the old school hits really conjure up that negative image that people had of you in the past?
But for every slam, there are actual sincere people on the internet singing their hearts out for Clinton.
Be all that you can be, Hillary Clinton, 'cause we need you in the White House.
Let the sun shine in.
Clinton's in the White House, yo, maybe it's fate.
Resistance is futile.
Vote Hillary in 08.
Whatever song they pick, the Clinton campaign seems to have figured out the fundamental rule of internet fame. Any buzz is good buzz. And in the end, every candidate for president dances to the beat of the same song. Robert Smith, NPR News, Philadelphia.